If you're over in Australia at the moment, email us, colm@rte.ie. And is it as bad as everyone's going on about? I would imagine it probably is. 43 degrees in some of the places. Or maybe if you've been talking to somebody in Australia, family or friends, and you've got a number for them, we'll give them a quick buzz just to see what it's like. I got some really interesting bits and pieces about Australia and just how hot it is. Hello, my sister is living in Australia since October 2012. She can't believe the heat. I was talking to her last night. It's so hot in Sydney. It's not as hot in Sydney as it seems to be in Melbourne. Picture the papers today. Andy Murray, and beside him, 43 degrees. 43.3 degrees, and they still had to play tennis. Eventually, they stopped it because people were saying that is just so scary and that is dangerous. Jamie Murray, Andy's brother, had to stop because he was treated for heart stroke. He was treated for a heat stroke. Play was stopped on any of them that were uncovered, any of the courts that were uncovered, right? But the medical chief, this is quite bizarre, the medical chief, right, said, we can still continue. We've evolved on the plains of Africa chasing antelope for 8 hours under these conditions. There's a picture, we put these up on Facebook. It's hot enough to fry eggs outside, courtside at the Australian Open. A journalist actually brought a frying pan. He cracked 2 eggs into the pan and just sat it there. The eggs fried. There's a picture there of the eggs frying. It's so hot in Australia, they're feeding the zoo animals frozen blood. This is what's happening. It's all they can do. Zookeepers have found a novel way to keep the animals cool. They're getting big, so they get a big bucket of blood and they freeze it. I don't know what sort of ice cube maker they can get that freezes this huge thing of blood. And then they take it out. There's a picture, again, we put it up. It's a picture of a huge, huge, ginormous ice cube. It looks like it's about 3 foot by 3 foot. And it's blood, pure and absolute blood. And you just see the tigers licking it. And it's just like all our birthdays have come at once. Okay, one of the tennis players apparently claimed that when she was hitting a ball, she saw Snoopy on the other side of the court because she was hallucinating with the heat. Imagine hitting the ball and you see Snoopy running across. This isn't doubles. Get off. Colm, I'm just back from an outdoor cinema in Melbourne. It's been 45 degrees the last 3 days. In the last 3 hours, there's been a big drop in temperature and it's rained. Oh, thank God. And it's 27 degrees. Oh, that's all right, isn't it? Whew. Colm, I saw tennis players wrap themselves in ice towels between games. Yeah, this was a big thing, wasn't it, to try and bring down the body temperature. Can you imagine the amount of weight, because the amount of fluid they're actually sweating, the amount of weight they're losing across a game. Some of them lose nearly a stone and they have to just start drinking and drink. We can go live to Australia again, where it's particularly hot at the moment. Laura, how are you?
Hi, Colm.
So tell me, whereabouts are you?
I'm in Melbourne, so I've been here for 6 years.
Is this the hottest it's ever been?
Oh, yeah, it's hottest on record. It's the most days above 40 degrees, I think, in record.
So how are people dealing with it?
Not really. The aircon system, the trains, everything, they've all come to a standstill. Even the Melbourne Open, I think they've had to cancel a few of those as well because it's been above 40 degrees for the last 4 days.
And so are people going to work, or are people being advised to stay at home?
Well, they're going to work, but they've been advised to leave early because the trains just aren't working. They can't cope with the heat. So most people are leaving early from work. But in the last 3 hours, the temperature has dropped down to about 29 degrees. So it's gotten a lot cooler.
Wow. And when it was that heavy and hot, people were saying, we were getting reports that people were literally going down to the beach at 3 o'clock in the morning and they were having lifeguards on the beach.
They were, yeah. A lot of people were actually leaving their homes and going sleeping down by the beach just to get a bit of cool air. So it's because a lot of the air conditioning and the power, it just hasn't been as good the last few days. A lot of them have shut down. They're not working, especially actually in my job as well. We haven't had air conditioning all week.
Wow.
Because it's just, yeah, the power has been overworked from the heat.
And what about, were you saying that some people are bringing homeless people in and letting them use their swimming pool?
They are, yeah. They're bringing homeless people into the local swimming pools and letting them use the pools and the showers and just giving them water and different things just so they can cope with it.
Wow.
It's been really sad. It's like walking out into an oven, actually, when you go outside. Even the air is really hot.
And it's all the news and the newspapers and the radio stations. Is it all about the weather?
It is, yeah. At the moment, the weather and the Australian Open, because they've had to cancel a lot of the matches. So, yeah, it's been all about the weather. There's been a lot of bushfires, actually, around Adelaide and Melbourne. Mm. I think they've had, like, 700 firefighters around the clock working on trying to get them under control.
And, again, the other thing they say is when the heat goes up, people's, obviously, their body temperature goes up and their blood is boiling and they can get a bit narky. Has there been an upsurge in any levels of crime or anything?
I don't think crime, but there has been a lot of people being called out for emergencies, heart attacks and heat stroke and sunstroke. So, yeah, there's been a major increase in that. And elderly people as well.
Yeah.
They've had to, really look after that because, as I said, the power hasn't been working, aircon systems. It's just been overworked.
So you're just saying in the last, today in particular, temperatures are down now to sort of 29 degrees. That just must feel incredible. It probably feels cold.
It does, actually. It's been above 40 degrees since Monday. Wow. And this is actually the hottest on record that they have here in Australia, around the country, around Adelaide, Melbourne especially.
Mm. Where are you from originally, Laura?
I'm from County Westmead, from Moat.
Ah, very good, very good. Well, temperatures in Mo today are about 3 degrees.
Oh, it sounds lovely. Sounds very crisp and fresh. We wish we had that right now.
Okay, Laura, listen, good talking to you. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks so much, Colin.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's Laura, who's in Melbourne, where it is the hottest on record and the hottest continuous days that have gone over 40 degrees. It is hot out there. And the good news is it's got a little bit cooler now because it's down to 29 degrees.
Be part of it.
At RTE2FM on Twitter.
Or follow 2FM Official on Facebook.